It was a time of the hippie movement, and he could see no matter what the outside was or how scruffy they were, he saw the God in them. He says, if you can't see God in all, you can't see God at all.
People had turned on, tuned in, and dropped out to the point of where they needed something in order to reestablish their connection to the earth.
That's why we started Healthy, Happy, Holy Way of Life.
He said, I plan on teaching all forms of yoga, but I also plan on teaching Kundalini Yoga. And his peers said, well, you know that that doesn't work. And he said, well, I think it can.
And he said, there should be a Kundalini yoga center on every corner.
With Yogi Bhajan, the impossible would happen a lot.
He was a very divine being and somebody who was God sent to this earth to explain to people all around the world why we should do Naam Simran, meditate, why we should do seva, even why we should look after our bodies.
He was able to transmit and share the essential teachings of the Guru in a way that people could feel comfortable with.
Oh, and then in Beverly Hills, they'd all come up to him. Oh, I'm so miserable, I'm so miserable. And that's when he did become the huge Hollywood guru. And, you know, Warren Beatty's chauffeur would come, you know, and reserve 30 by 30 feet for Warren Beatty. And then Julie Christie was a student of his, and Mia Farrow.
He put people through a process so that they could get to their soul and so that they could learn to navigate through the desert that's in front of you on a daily basis and come to the other side.
Every person I know who's had a relationship with Yogi Bhajan, it's been very unique. He just was who you needed him to be.
He had a way of knowing just how to get under your skin because he wanted to elevate people.
And what I saw is a person who just cared deeply, deeply about the world, deeply about humanity.
He gave everything he possibly could at the total risk of his own health.
You walk into the room would light up. And that's what a great master does. They uplift everything around them.
The teachings of Kundalini Yoga for people of all walks of life.
What we're doing with Kundalini Yoga and the teacher training all around the world is so appropriate now. It doesn't matter where people are. We're all going through the same things. It may show up differently, but it's the same.
The awakening of the psyche of the soul, right? Kundalini, I mean, that's the gift to humanity that he brought to us all individually. Like, that's it.